بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today بإذن الله تعالى we're going to be reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1. Dr. Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Today, inshallah, we're going to be taking lesson 15, new lesson 15. So, because this lesson is not very long, we're going to see how much of it we can cover. For homework, we had first review of the earlier lessons, 1 through 7, the English keys and vocabulary, and then the homework review sheet number 12, which deals with the bedel construction, yani when you have the ism ishara, like hadha or hadhihi or dhalika or tilka, followed by a noun with alif lam. After that, we're going to look at the English key for this new lesson 15 on page 44 and 45. Then the Arabic text on page 87 and 88. And then we're going to look at the exercises. Okay, the exercises are 7 exercises beginning on page 88 and ending on page 90. So it's really only like 3 pages of exercises. Perhaps yani we can do all of them, or if not, then we're going to do yani whatever we can cover in the time. Alright, so, well, there's 3 pages of exercise, and there's also a couple of charts and vocabulary on the end of the lesson that we're going to also look at today, بإذن الله تعالى. Alright, so let's begin with just a review of some of the things that we've covered in the past. Today, I'm going to concentrate on 2 areas. Number one, just 1 second. Okay. I'm going to concentrate first and foremost on pronouns, okay, because this lesson today, lesson 15, is the completion of the personal pronouns and the possessive pronouns that we're going to take in this level 1. Okay, so today will be the last lesson. We'll be introducing something new related to pronouns, personal pronouns, possessive pronouns, and also the pronouns that are connected to the past tense verb form. Okay, that's the fa'il of the past tense verb form. So we're going to be looking at what remains of those types of pronouns, 3 types of pronouns, and whatever else comes in this lesson. But primarily we're going to be focusing on that. And since this is the completion of the personal pronouns and the possessive pronouns and the attached pronouns that are connected to the past tense verb forms, so we're going to take a look, we're going to concentrate on just some discussion concerning pronouns today. And in our review, and I'm also going to look just briefly at the na'at and the man'ut, which we had in lesson 9. Okay, a question came concerning the na'at and the man'ut, so I just want to look at that just briefly, and then we'll go in directly into yani the lesson for today. That is, first the homework review sheet number 12, and then lesson 15. Okay, so as far as the review, as I said, what I want to review today is primarily pronouns, okay? Because, as I said, lesson 15 is the completion of the personal pronouns, the possessive pronouns, and the pronouns of raf, yani the pronouns that are connected to the past tense verb form. So, we started with pronouns in lesson 4, okay? And in lesson 4, we had 4 pronouns, and those were personal pronouns. Okay, personal pronouns, meaning pronouns that are used to refer to a person. Yani, ana, I am, anta, you are, huwa, he is, hiya, she is. Okay, these are personal pronouns, as opposed to what we took in lesson 10, the corresponding possessive pronouns. Like when you say, kitabuhu, his book, kitabuha, her book, kitabuka, your book. Okay, personal pronouns, yani ana is a personal pronoun. I am, ana muslimun. Kitabi, yani the ya and kitabi, is a possessive pronoun, yani my book. Okay, so Ana Muslim, I am a Muslim. Hadha kitabi, this is my book. So the personal pronoun is I, or I am, and the possessive pronoun is my. The personal pronoun, for example, is he, huwa muslimun, he is a Muslim. And the possessive pronoun is hu, kitabuhu, hadha kitabuhu, this is his book. He is a Muslim, this is his book. She is a Muslim, this is her book. We are Muslims, this is our book. Okay, so the pronoun that shows possession, my book, his book, her book, our book, those are the possessive pronouns. Okay, they're attached to the end of the noun. They're attached to the end of the noun, the clear noun, like kitabuhu, kitabuha, kitabu, ka, kitabu, na, and so on, like this. So they're also, you can call them, yani, connected pronouns, yani, الضمائر المتصلة, because they're connected to nouns, they're connected to prepositions, and sometimes pronouns are also connected to verbs. Okay, those are not possessive pronouns, those are, yani, pronouns of raf, yani, the pronoun that's connected to the past tense verb that is in the position where it should be marfu'un, because it's the fa'il of the verb, like you say, yani, jalastu, yani, I sat. So the two here is a connected pronoun, but it's not a pronoun, a possessive pronoun, it's a pronoun of raf. Yani, it's the fa'il of the verb. Okay, in any case, what I want to concentrate on here are, first and foremost, the personal pronouns and the possessive pronouns. In lesson 4, we had huwa, hiya, ana, and anta, four of them. And then in lesson 10, we had possessive pronouns, hu and ha, and ka and e, yani kitabi, kitabuka, kitabuhu, kitabuha. So these pronouns, personal pronouns that we had in lesson 4, correspond to the possessive pronouns that we had in lesson 10. And all of those are singular forms of the pronouns. In the lessons that follow 10, yani 11 was a review, so in 12, 13, 14, and now in this lesson 15, we had the remainder of the personal pronouns, the plurals, and what was left from the singulars, like nahnu, and antum, and antunna, and hum, and hunna. Okay, we had those. And we also had the remainder of the possessive pronouns. Yani kitabuna, kitabukum, kitabukunna, kitabuhum, kitabuhunna. Alright, so, in lesson 4, and then in 10 through 15, we had personal pronouns and possessive pronouns. And anybody who is unclear about these pronouns should go back to those lessons, lesson 4, lesson 10, lesson 12, 13, 14, and the lesson that we're going to take today. And all the pronouns should be covered there, the personal pronouns and the possessive pronouns. Now, additionally, another type of pronoun that we have is the pronoun that's connected to the end of the past tense verb. Yani, when we conjugate the verbs, we say, yani, for example, dhahaba, ana dhahabtu, anta dhahabta, anti dhahabti, huwa dhahaba, hiya dhahabat, nahnu dhahabna, antum dhahabtum, antunna dhahabtunna, hum dhahabu, and hunna dhahabna. These pronouns at the end of the past tense verb, the tu, the na, the ta, ti, and so on, these pronouns are known as pronouns of raf. They are connected pronouns that are in the position, they're connected to the verb, and they're in the position where they should be, marfu'un. Why are they marfu'un? Because when you say dhahabtu, the tu here is the fa'il, the do of the action, and the fa'il is always marfu'un. But because it's a pronoun, pronouns are mabni'un, we don't say it's marfu'un, we say it's in the position, in the place where it should be marfu'un. Yani fi mahalli raf. Alright, so this type of pronoun on the past tense verb is from dhamair al-raf al-muttasila. Okay, it has two descriptions. The pronouns of raf, because they are the fa'il of the verb, so they are in the position where they should be marfu'un, that's why it's called dhamair al-raf. And they're also called al-muttasila because they're connected. Okay, as opposed to pronouns that are not connected, like ana and anta and huwa and hiya, they are not connected. Alright, so these pronouns, we have covered them all, or we will finish them, what remains from them, in this lesson 15. The pronouns, the connected pronouns of raf, of being in the position of being marfu'un. Alright, so try to grasp these, any different types of pronouns. The pronouns that show possession, the personal pronouns, and the pronouns that are connected in the position where they should be marfu'un, because they are the fa'il of the verb on the past tense verb forms. Dhahabtu, dhahabta, dhahabti, and so on, like this. There's one other consideration in reference to pronouns that we should kind of pay attention to. We've heard these words before, but perhaps we didn't pay that much attention to it. We know that, generally speaking, on the past tense verb, the pronoun is attached to the end of the verb. You see it there. Yani, katabtu. You see the two there. Katabta. You see the ta there. Katabti. You see it there. But we know that in two forms of the past tense verb, in dhahaba and dhahabat, yani huwa dhahabat and hiya dhahabat, we know that we don't see anything being attached there. Okay, the ta in dhahabat, hiya dhahabat, is really the ta, it's called, yani, the sign that indicates of it being feminine. Yani, the sign that the verb is feminine, to distinguish it from dhahaba. Huwa dhahaba, hiya dhahabat. As far as the fa'il, the doer of the verb, we don't see a tu or ta or ti, rather, it is called the dhamir mustatir. Yani, the fa'il in dhahaba is a hidden pronoun. We say dhamir mustatir, the hidden pronoun, and we understand it to be huwa. And in dhahabat, again, the fa'il, it's not tu, ta, or ti, it's dhamir mustatir. That's understood to be hiya dhahabat. Alright, so this is another consideration, the way we can look at pronouns, that they're either attached or they're not attached. Okay, so ana and anta and anti and huwa and hiya, they are not attached, they are munfasila, yani separate, they're not connected to anything. As far as the pronouns like ka, yani kitabuka, kitabuhu, kitabuha, these are connected pronouns, and likewise the pronouns on the end of the past tense verb, dhahabtu, dhahabta, dhahabti, these are also connected pronouns. So pronouns can be connected or they can be unconnected, yani separate or connected pronouns. And pronouns can also be, yani, described as personal pronouns, yani the separate pronouns, ana and anta and hiya, and they can also be, yani, connected pronouns, like the pronouns of, yani, possession, the possessive pronouns. So you say kitabuhu, kitabuha, and these are possessive pronouns. These pronouns are also used for another purpose that we haven't studied yet in any kind of detail, and that is, yani, the connected pronouns that are the object of a verb. The object of a verb. Okay, so those kind of pronouns we're going to see in the future. But they look the same as the possessive pronouns. And if you say, the teacher hit me. So you say, yani, al-mudarrisu darabani. That ya on the end is the object of the verb. It's also connected, and it looks the same as the possessive pronoun when you say my book, kitabi. Alright? So we're going to see that this type of pronoun is also a connected pronoun, but unlike the possessive pronouns, which are considered to be connected in idalfa to the noun, kitabuhu, that hu there is connected in idalfa to kitab. Kitabu ka. The ka is connected in idalfa to kitab. So this type of pronoun, we say, it is in the position, mudhafun ilayhi, in the position where it should be majroor. So this is a pronoun of jar. Yani, it's in the position where it should be majroor, whereas those pronouns that we're going to see in the future, yani, the object of the verb, are pronouns of nasb, in the position where they should be mansub, because the object of a verb is going to be mansub. So I just wanted to kind of look at the pronouns a little bit today, just so that we can be aware that there are pronouns which are connected and pronouns which are unconnected. And there are pronouns which we see on the verb, yani, like in the past tense verb, kitabtu, katabtu, katabta, katabti, katabtum, katabtunna, katabu, katabna. We see the pronoun being attached, and then there are pronouns that we don't see. They are hidden pronouns, as in dhahaba and dhahabat, dhamir, mustatir. So these are two types of pronouns, the pronoun that's visible, the bariza, and the pronoun that's hidden, the mustatira. And then there's the pronoun that's connected, muttasila, and the pronoun that is separate, yani munfasila. And then there are pronouns that are in the position of being marfu'un, like the fa'il in the verb katabtu, it's in the position of being marfu'un, and there are pronouns in the position of being majroor, and the place where they should be majroor, like the mudhaf ilayhi kitabuka, And the kah here is mudafun ilayh in the position of being majrur. And then their pronouns in the position of being mansub, in the position where they should be manshub when it's the object of the verb. Like when you say, yani al-mudarrisu daraba, al-mudarrisu darabaha, he hit her. So that ha there is in the position of being yani mansub, because it's the object of the verb. So these are three considerations that you have to look at with verbs. Yani, is it in the position where it's marfu'un or mansub or majrur? Is it connected or unconnected? Is it a visible yani pronoun that you see, or a pronoun that's hidden, damir, mustatir? Okay, so that's what I wanted to say about the pronoun. Just quickly, yani, just to kind of put pronouns in perspective as we go into lesson 15, where we're going to complete everything that we wanted to cover related to pronouns, except the duals, which will be taken yani later on. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to mention just briefly is what we took in lesson 9. That lesson contained a number of points. The most important of them are the rules related to the adjective and the noun that it's describing. Okay, that's called the naat and the man'oot. The adjective is called a naat or a sifa, and the word that it's describing, that it's qualifying, is called the man'oot or the mawsoof. In our book we call it naat and man'oot, the adjective and the word that it's describing. And we've talked about this in several reviews, but today I just want to mention that there are four things that the adjective has to agree with the word that is qualifying. It has to follow it, and then it has to agree with it in being definite or indefinite. So if the word that's being described, the man'ut, if it is definite with alif lam or other than that, if it's definite, then the adjective also has to be definite. If it is indefinite, then the adjective describing it has to be indefinite. Okay? The second thing, if the man'ut, the word that's being qualified, is feminine, then the adjective describing it has to also be feminine, yani with ta marbuta. And if it is masculine, then it also has to be masculine. The third thing that they have to agree in is if the man'ut is marfu'un with dhamma, then the adjective describing it also has to be marfu'un. If it's majrurun, it has to be majrurun with kasra. If it's mansub, it has to be mansub with fatah. So they have to agree in being definite or indefinite, masculine or feminine, and also in their i'rab, their case ending being marfu'un, mansubun, or majrur. The last thing which we didn't cover in this level is that they have to agree in number. Yani, if the man'ut is singular, the adjective describing it has to be singular. If it's dual, it has to be dual. If it's plural, it has to be plural. When we get to lesson 16, we're going to talk about this a little bit more, because in that lesson we're going to be looking at yani plurals for words that are غَيْرُ عَاقِلْ, words that are not intelligent or not rational beings. So we're going to look at this idea of the adjectives agreeing yani with the word that they're describing in terms of number, singular, dual, or plural. And then in, I think, lesson 18, we're going to look at duals. So we're going to look at this number thing again in that lesson. So in 16 and 17, we're going to be dealing with plurals for words that are irrational or non-intelligent. And in 18, we're going to be dealing with duals. And 19 and 20, we're going to be dealing with numbers from 1 to 10. 21 is a review. And 22 and 23 are the categories of words that are mamnoom and sarf. So this is what remains. After we finish lesson 15, we only have four subjects to cover, four main topics that we're going to cover in this course. And then inshallah we'll do a review. Okay, so that's the end of our review for today. Now let's get to our lesson. Okay, so we're going to start with, okay, before we go to the lesson, we're going to do the homework study guide. Yes, homework study guide. Okay, so the homework study guide, number 12, as I mentioned, is dealing with the ism ishara, alladhi lahu badal. The ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun that has a badal. Okay, this is what we call a badal construction. And there are different types of badal constructions. This is the first one that we have taken. This badal construction consists of, number one, an ism ishara. An ism ishara. Okay, this is an ism ishara that has a badal. It has a substitute that can take its place. Okay, so the first component is going to be an ism ishara. It's going to be hadha, or it's going to be hadhihi. It's going to be thalika or tilka, or it's going to be ha'ulai or ula'ika. These are the asma al-ishara that we have studied so far. Singular, plural, masculine, or feminine. Okay, so it has to start with an ism ishara, and then the word following it has to have alif lam. Has to be definite. So we're going to see it so far right now, we're going to see it with alif lam. So whenever you see ism ishara, you see hadha, and the word following it has alif lam, then this is a bedel construction. And what we mean by bedel is substitute. So the ism ishara can stand alone without the word following it with alif lam, or the word with alif lam can stand alone and substitute for the ism ishara. So either one of them can be used independently without the other. So they substitute for one another. In this construction, we're going to use both of them, the ism ishara and the word with alif lam. But technically, if you took the ism ishara out, the sentence would still be complete. If you took the word with alif lam out, the sentence with just the ism ishara and whatever follows them would still be complete. So this we took in lesson 8. Anybody who's not clear on the bedel construction with the ism ishara and the noun following it with alif lam, then please go back to lesson 8 and review this very important lesson. Okay, for homework, we should have went back to lesson 8 because I indicated in the homework assignment that this homework review sheet, page 12, that I indicated that it's dealing with the bedel construction from lesson 8. Okay, so we're going to just quickly go through these 9 sentences, and we're going to get some practice in with the bedel construction. At the top of the page it says, Hadha kitabun. This is a complete sentence. Hadha is the mubtada, kitabun is the khabar. Yani, subject and predicate. That's a complete sentence. Hadha kitabun. This is a book. Now if we change kitabun to al-kitabu, now it's no longer a complete sentence because now we have hadha al-kitabu. And hadha is a demonstrative pronoun, ism ishara. Whenever ism ishara is followed by a noun with alif lam, that's a bedel construction. So now we no longer have a subject and a predicate. Now we have hadha, which is the subject, and we have al-kitab, which is the bedel for it. So they come together in a construction, a bedel construction, and they are like one unit. So now, once you do that, we need a new khabar. Because hadha kitabun with tanween means this is a book. That's a sentence. But hadha al-kitab means this book. And if somebody said to you, this book, you will be waiting for yani the completion of the sentence. That's not a sentence. If somebody said this book, yani this book what? This book is great. This book is interesting. This book is small. This book is expensive. Yani, you need another word. You need something else to complete the sentence, because hadha is the mubtada, but once you put alif lam on kitab, it's no longer the khabar. Now it is connected to hadha in a bedel construction. It becomes one unit, and now you need to complete the sentence with some further information. And when you said hadha kitabun, this is a book, that's fine. But when you said hadha al-kitab, this book, then it's not complete. So you have to be able to recognize when you see the bedel construction that you still need some more information. That's going to be the predicate or the khabar. So in this exercise it says, tarjim al-jumala al-atiyata ila al-lugati al-arabiyati. Yani, translate the following sentences into Arabic language. Translate the following sentences. Al-jumali, al-jumala, al-atiyata. Translate the following sentences. Ila to al-lugati al-arabiyati. Arabic language. Or as they said, translate the sentences into Arabic. Alright, so you have to translate these sentences. And when you translate them, you have to make sure you pay attention. If there's an ism ishara followed by alif lam, that's a bedel construction. So you're not going to translate hadha al-kitab as we have on the top of the page. We're not going to translate as this is the book. This hadha al-kitab means this book. Alright, so let's translate sentence number one. The English says, this is a book. That's pretty easy, right? Hadha kitabun. This is kitabun, a book. Sentence number two. This is a new book. Same sentence, but now we're describing the book as being a new book, so we need a not to describe kitab. This is a new book. Hadha kitabun jadidun. Okay, hadha kitabun, this is a book. I want to describe book as being a new book. Kitabun jadidun. Sentence number three. This book is new. Okay, now this book We know that that's a Bethel construction. Okay? So now we're going to say, how do we say this book? Hadha al-kitab. Hadha al-kitabu. What about it? Jadidun. This book is jadidun. New. Sentence number 4. The mosque is beautiful. That's a simple sentence. The mosque, al-masjidu, is beautiful. Jamilun. Al-masjidu jamilun. Now I want to change the sentence and say, not the mosque, this mosque, this particular mosque. Okay, the mosque, al-masjidu. This mosque, hadha al-masjidu. This, yani, mosque, what about it? Jamilun is beautiful. Okay, you see the difference between the mosque and this mosque. The mosque, al-masjidu. This mosque, hadha al-masjidu. Number 6. This is a beautiful mosque. Hadha masjidun jamilun. Yani hadha masjidun. This is a mosque. What kind of mosque? Jamilun. The not always follows the man'ut, and as we discussed earlier, it has to agree with it. In being marfu'un, both of them have dhamma. In being masculine, masjidun jamilun, both of them are masculine. And also, in being indefinite. Yani masjidun has tanween, so jamilun has tanween, and they're both singular, although we haven't studied that yet. Okay, number 7. The bag is old. Old. The bag, al-haqibatu. What about it? It is old. What's old? Kadim. But haqiba is feminine, so you have to make it feminine. Qadimatun. Al-haqibatu, qadimatun. The bag is old. Number 8. The old bag belongs to Bilal. The old bag. Okay, so I'm talking about the bag, but I'm describing it as being old. So, al-haqibatu, al-qadimatu. Al-haqibatu, al-qadimatu. The old bag, what about it? It belongs to Bilal. Li is the preposition that means belongs to or for. Li Bilalin, belongs to Bilal. In the last sentence, that bag is old. Okay? That bag. That, al-haqiba is feminine, so we're not going to say thalika. We have to use the feminine form for that. That is, tilka. Tilka al-haqibatu. What about it? Is old. Qadimatun. Why is qadimatun feminine? Because it's a khabar talking about al-haqiba. And al-haqiba is feminine. So the khabar also has to be feminine. Just as we had in, yani sentence number 7. Yani al-haqibatu is the mubtada, and qadimatun is the khabar, and the khabar has to agree with the mubtada in being masculine or feminine. So al-haqibatu is feminine, so qadimatun is feminine. Yani the khabar has to agree with the mubtada. Okay, that's our exercise, our homework, yani exercise for today. Number 8, exercise number 12, and inshallah next week we'll be doing another exercise that also, yani, will be dealing with the some cases of the Bethel construction. We'll have some cases of the Bethel construction, and we'll also see some prepositions and other things. Okay, so that's it for that for today. Now let's go to lesson 15. Okay, lesson 15. And by the way, before I forget, let me also mention that, you know, the time for the Asr prayers I mentioned last week is getting earlier and earlier, so we're going to have to change the schedule. Tomorrow when I send the homework assignments out, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, I'll have to adjust and modify the time slightly. And then, next month in November when they do daylight savings time, we're going to change the times again, in accordance with the new, with this new changing of the hour and whatever happens with that. Okay, so please pay attention to the notifications and emails that we send out so that you can know if we're changing the time, what we're changing it to. Alright, back to lesson 15. Okay, so today, inshallah, for homework we had previewing the English key and vocabulary for lesson 15 on page 44 and 45, and then previewing the Arabic text on 87 and 88. I hope that you read it and wrote it out and translated it. And then we had exercises. The rest of the week we had exercises, from 1 through 7, pages 88, 89, and 90. And at the end of the lesson, there are two charts and vocabulary words. Let's see what we can cover of those at this time. All right, so let's start with the English key on page 44 and 45. Okay, it's not very long and it doesn't contain a lot of points, so it shouldn't take us a long time to go through it. Hopefully everybody previewed it, and if there are any questions, I'll try to, Yanni, explain everything clearly, so hopefully your questions will be answered. So, in this lesson, actually, Yanni, the first 3 points of this lesson, of 5 points, the first three of them are really an extension of what we covered before in reference to pronouns. And we talked about pronouns in our review today at the beginning of the session. So this is something that we should be very familiar. It's just an extension. Yanni, we already had personal pronouns and possessive pronouns, most of them. And what remains is what we're going to take in this lesson. So the first thing it says, lesson 15, in this lesson we learn the following. Number one, the plural of anti, you, feminine singular, is antun. So we had the second person, feminine singular, anti, and now we have antun, the plural. Second person, feminine plural, antun. So if you're speaking to a group of females and you're saying you all, then don't use the word that you use for men, antum, rather you use antun. Okay, so this is a personal pronoun. When you're talking about people, not talking about their possession of something, but you're talking about the people themselves. Okay, so the singular is anti, and the plural is antun. For example, they gave us men antun. Ya akhawati. Who are you all? Oh, my sisters. Akhawati. Oh, my sisters. Who are you all? Yani, because it's plural, right? Oh, my sisters. They said, Nahnu banatu al-imami. We are the imam's daughters, or the daughters of the imam. So also, just note here that when a question comes to you directly in the second person, then you're going to answer back in the first person. Okay? So it came, the question came, antunna, men antunna, second person, feminine plural. When we answer, we're going to come back in first person plural. Nahnu banatul imami. The second point, the plural of ki, yani as in kitabuki, your feminine singular, the possessive pronoun for second person feminine singular, the plural for it is kunna. Kunna. Remember we had, for the masculine singular and plural, we had ka, kitabu ka, and kitabu kum. Now for the feminine singular, and plural, second person, possessive pronouns. We have ki and kun. Yani, for masculine singular, we say kitabu ka, your book. Feminine singular, we say kitabu ki, your book, feminine singular. For plurals, masculine, we say kitabu kum, a group of men, this is you all's book. And if they are a group of females, we say kitabu kun. Alright, so we have the second person, feminine, plural, personal pronoun, and tunna, that's new. And we have the second person, feminine, possessive pronoun, plural, possessive pronoun, kunna. As in, kitabu kunna, qalamu kunna, baytu kunna, masjidu kunna, and so on. The example they gave us, aina baytu kunna. Where's you all's bait? Ya sayyidat. Ya sayyidatu, O ladies. Where is your house? Baytu kunna. And the answer has to come back in the first person plural. Baytuna, our house, qareebun min al-masjidi, is near the masjid. Is near the masjid. Our house is near the masjid. Qareebun min al-masjidi. Okay, so the new word here is the possessive pronoun for second person feminine plural. When you're talking to a group of women, you say, Yani masjidu kunna, or baytu kunna, or madrasatu kunna, you all's school, masjid or house. The third point is also, Yani, second person feminine plural. Okay, so far all of this is second person feminine plural. Personal pronoun and tunna, possessive pronoun, baytu kunna, and now we have the yani connected pronoun of raf, of being marfu, and the fa'il that's connected to the end of the past tense verb. Okay, it says, we have learnt ذهبتي, you went, feminine singular. Its plural is ذهبتن. Okay, we had the masculine form of second person singular, يعني ذهبتا, أنت ذهبتا, and we had the feminine singular, أنتي ذهبتي. We had the masculine plural, أنتم ذهبتم, and now we have the feminine second person plural, ذهبتن. So the new word here is تن, that's being added to the end of the past tense verb. It's the file of the verb. You all went. Okay, ذهبتن means you all went. جلستن means you all sat. أكلتن means you all ate. Okay, the example they gave us is أين ذهبتن يا أخوات. Where did you all go, O sisters? Okay, this is the second person feminine plural. Yani, this is the fa'il, the pronoun of raf. Yani, it's in the position where it should be marfu'un. Because remember, we said the fa'il is always marfu'un. The do of the action of the verb is always marfu'un. But here it's in the place where it should be marfu'un because it's a pronoun and pronouns are mabniyun. Aina dhahabtunna ya akhawatu? Where did you all go, O sisters? The masculine plural form is like this. Aina dhahabtum ya ikhwanu? Where did you all go, O brothers? Okay, so the feminine plural, second person, is dhahabtunna, and the masculine plural is dhahabtum. We had the masculine plural before, so the new word here is dhahabtunna. So we have three new words. The personal pronoun for second person, feminine plural, group of women, and tunna, you all. And then we had the possessive pronoun for the second person, feminine plural, group of women, baytukunna. And now we have the past tense verb form for second person, feminine plural, ذهبتن, جلستن, شربتن, كتبتن, قرأتن. Okay, so the pronoun here that's attached to the past tense verb is tunna. Ta with dhamma, noon with shadda and fatta, tunna. Okay, so this is what we wanted to cover in terms of pronouns. The personal pronoun, the possessive pronoun, and the pronoun, the fa'il that is attached to the past tense verb. So all of that is the completion of what we wanted to deal with in terms of pronouns. The conjugation of the past tense verb, possessive pronouns and personal pronouns, this is the end of it, except for the duals, muthanna. Now, what else this lesson contains two other points. Point number four, qabla means before, and ba'da means after. These two words, they said, qabla and ba'da, before and after, are always mudaf, and the noun following them is in the genitive case. Okay, they are always mudaf, meaning that these two words, when you use qabla or ba'da, before or after, it's always going to be mudaf. And then we're going to look and see what word comes after it, the mudaf ilayhi. And the mudaf ilayhi, we learned in lesson 5 from when we studied idafa constructions, that the mudaf ilayhi is always majrur. So we see that the noun that follows qabla and ba'd is always going to be in the genitive case. It's always going to be majrur. The primary sign is going to be kasra. So for example, after the lesson in Arabic, you say ba'da ad-darsi. Ba'da ad-darsi. Before the prayer, you say qabla as-salati. Qabla as-salati. Okay, so ba'd and qabla are always used as a mudaf, so that the noun that follows them is going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur. We're going to say it's mudaf ilayhi, and the mudaf ilayhi is always majrur. The primary sign of it being majrur is kasra. Now, one other point I want to make here before we go on to the last final point is that ba'da and qabla are adverbs. Remember, we had adverbs before. We had amama, in front of, khalfa, behind, tahta, underneath, ma'a, with, inda, with, okay? And we said about the dharf, those are dharf, those were dharf al-makan, adverbs of place. But what we said about the dharf then is that the noun following the dharf is always going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur. So that's why they said here, this word is always mudaf, and the noun following it is in the genitive case, because it's mudafun ilayhi majrur. Just like tahta and ba'da, tahta and amama and khalfa, and عند, the noun following them, are always going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. But the difference here between those words and بعد and قبل is that those words are ظرف المكان, adverbs of place, in front of, behind, underneath, like that, adverbs of place. And these are adverbs of time, ظرف الزمان. So please make a note that these are also adverbs, but they are adverbs that indicate time. يعني بعد الدرس, after the lesson, يعني in time. قبل الصلاة, يعني before the صلاة, in time. Okay, so these are ظرف الزمان. And all of them, the ظرف الزمان and ظرف المكان, the adverb of place and the adverb of time, are all come under the category of مفعول في. يعني like مفعول بي, the object of the verb, مفعول في means the time or place, يعني where it took place, where something happened or occurred. Okay, the last point here is رجع. رجع means he returned. يعني we had خرج, he went out, ذهب, he went away, دخل, he entered, جلس, he sat. Now we have رجع, he returned. So the example they gave us, that's a question, right? أرجع الإمام من المسجد. Has the Imam returned from the mosque? يعني رجع means return. رجع الإمام. الإمام is the فاعل, the doer of the action. He's the one who is being, يعني doing the action of returning. أرجع الإمام من المسجد. Has the Imam returned from the masjid? Remember the فاعل, the one who does the action of a verb, is always مرفوعٌ. The primary sign is ضمّة. The second sentence, ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان ورجعت بعد الصلاة. I went to the mosque before the Adhan and I returned after the Salat. Okay, so what we want to note here is that the first thing, ذهبت, the two here is the فاعل, the subject. It's the pronoun that's connected to the verb. It's in the position where it should be marfu'un because it's the fa'il, and the fa'il is always marfu'un. Just like raja'a al-imamu, al-imam is the fa'il, it's marfu'un with dhamma. But here, the habtu, that dhamma is not because it's marfu'un. The dhamma is for the first person singular, ana, the habtu. It's always going to be dhamma. Just like anta, the habta is always fatta. And anti, the habti is always kasra. Okay, so these pronouns are mabniun, they're fixed, their vowels don't change. But because it's the fa'il of the verb here in ذهبت, so in that case it's in the position where it should be marfu'un. But we say it's mabniyun. So the dhamma here doesn't mean that it's marfu'un because of the dhamma. No, it is marfu'un, but it's in the place where it should be marfu'un because it's the fa'il. But we don't say, yani, that dhamma indicates it being marfu'un. That dhamma is fixed. Yani, the first person singular, that's a pronoun that's attached to the verb, is always two. And it's used for masculine and feminine. A lady said, jalastu, I sat. A man said, jalastu, I sat. Used for masculine and feminine. But two always refers to the first person singular, in the same way that na always refers to the first person plural. Dhahabna, we went. Yani, a group of ladies said, dhahabna, we went. A group of men said, dhahabna, we went. So it's used for, the first person pronoun is used for both masculine and feminine. The singular is tu, and the plural is na. So that's the first thing I want to point out. Dhahabtu ila al-masjidi. Al-masjidi is the object of the preposition ila, so it's majroor with kasra. Qabla al-adhani. Al-adhan is the mudaf ilayhi for qabla. Remember the word qabla and ba'd, the noun after it is always mudafun ilayhi majroor, so it has kasra. So these two words, al-masjidi and al-adhani, both of them are majroor. Both of them have kasra. But al-masjidi is majroor because it's the object of a preposition, ila, and al-adhani is majroor because it is the mudaf ilay of the adverb, the dharf, qabla. So, ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان ورجعت بعد الصلاة. And I returned after the salat. And again, salat is majroor. The sign that it's majroor is kasra. The reason why it's majroor is because it is مضاف إليه. يعني it's the مضاف إليه for بعد. Okay, so in conclusion, يعني this final point is dealing with the verb رجع, to return, but also we see in here قبل and بعد, and that was point number four. قبل and بعد are adverbs of time, and the noun following them are always مضاف إليه مجرور. Okay, let's look at the vocabulary on page 45. Just a couple of words here. يعني on the right column, الآن means now. By the way, الآن is also مفعول في. It indicates the time when something occurred. الآن. So we say it is a ظرف الزمان, like قبل and بعد. It's ظرف الزمان. That's why it has فتة. Most of the adverbs are gonna end with فتة, but sometimes some of them are مبنيون on كسر or ضم or سكون, but mostly they're gonna end with فتة because it's مفعول فيه, and مفعول takes فتة as the primary sign. So الآن means now. الاختبار means examination, a test or an examination. Another word for that is امتحان. On the left column we have القاهرة. القاهرة with قاف. القاهرة means the city of Cairo in Egypt. الأسبوع means the week, يعني 7 days make a week. And الدرس means the lesson. We had this يعني in the beginning, الدرس الأول, in the first lesson, right? Okay, one more word we want to add here. Somebody brought it to my attention. One of the brothers, mashallah, he said, what, this word meta, we didn't have this before. He said, it means when, I know that, but we never had it before. And when I checked, sure enough, we didn't have this word meta before. I mean, we had quite a few words that indicate, I mean, the words that are used for questions, okay? Like in lesson one, we had men, who, ma, what, and we had hamzatul istifham, ahada, is this, a. Okay, in lesson 4 we had aina, where. In lesson 6 we had liman, whose, yani liman hadha al-kitab, whose book is this. In lesson 9 we had limadha. And in lesson 12 and 15 we had kayfa. In 13 we had ayy, which means which. And in 15 we have mata. So mata we didn't have previously, so alhamdulillah when the brother brought it to my attention, I said let me make a note today that in this, in the vocabulary for lesson 15 on page 45, please add the word meta. Yani meem fatta, ta fatta, alif maksura. Meem fatta, ta fatta, ending with alif maksura, the one that's written like a ya at the end of a word without its two dots. Okay, actually this word did come in the Arabic vocabulary for this lesson at the end of the lesson, but it wasn't given here with its meaning, where it should have been, yani, in the vocabulary from the English key. Okay, because when we get a new word, we have to get the meaning, right? So it should have come here. Mata means when. When. Like, when is the examination? Al-ikhtibar. Mata al-ikhtibar. When is the examination? Alright, so that's the end of the vocabulary and the end of the English key. And now let's look at the Arabic text. Yani from the Arabic side of the book, Arabic text on page 87 and the top half of 88. Okay. Let me get my pencil here. I just want to make a note. Okay, let's read from page 87, top of the page, and translate for homework. We should have read this already, and we should have hopefully written it out so you can practice your writing. Very, very important. And we should have translated it. Okay, so we're going to go through it. I'm going to read it and try to explain it. If there's anything that I want to highlight, I'm going to stop for a minute and just make sure that it's clear. Okay, so at the top of the page, page 87, you can read along with me, ahead of me, if I pause a little bit, right? It says, الدرس الخامسة عشرة. The 15th lesson. الخامسة عشرة is an ordinal number. الخامسة عشرة, the 15th lesson. The lesson begins with الفتيات. يعني الفتات means a young lady. الفتيات means, يعني it's plural, group of young ladies. They said, السلام عليكم وَرَحْمَتُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ يعني the peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. Zainab, the person they were speaking to, says to them, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَتُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ meaning, and upon you be the peace, meaning the peace of Allah. وَرَحْمَتُ اللَّهِ and Allah's rahmah وَبَرَكَاتُهُ and His blessings. And after a pause, she said, مَنْ أَنْتُنَّ يَا أَخَوَاتُ أَنْتُنَّ is the new word that we had, personal pronoun. It's also a separate pronoun, it's not connected. And it's also a pronoun of raf, because as the subject or the mubtada or khabar of a sentence, it's going to be marfu'un. So the separate pronoun is always going to be marfu'un. Antum, antunna, hum, nahnu, ana, huwa, hiya, is always going to be a pronoun of raf, in the place where it should be marfu'un, mabniun, in the place where it should be marfu'un. It's also going to be separate. And this is, like I said, the last of the personal pronouns. This is a personal pronoun because it's talking about a person. It's not talking about possession. Their possession of something, it's talking about the person theirself. These people, antunna, you all, O sisters. Men antunna, ya akhawatu, ihdahunna, ihda, is the plural of ahad, or wahid. Ihda, is the plural, feminine. إحداهن, one of them. هن means they, feminine, plural. One of them, one of the girls, said, نحن بنات الشيخ عباس. We are, نحن, this is a personal pronoun, first person plural. نحن بنات, بنات is the plural of بنت. بنات الشيخ, this is مضاف, مضاف إليه. شيخ is مضاف, مضاف إليه, مجرور with كسرة. We are the daughters of Sheikh, Sheikh Abbasin. We are the daughters of Sheikh Abbas. Zainab, the lady who's speaking to them, said, Ahlan, wa sahlan, wa marhaban, welcome to you all. Ahlan means family, sahlan means easy, marhaban means welcome. Ummu kunna, kunna here is what? The second person feminine plural. Attached pronoun. That shows possession. Ummu kunna, you all's mother, is ustadhati, is my teacher, my professor. Ustadhati, ustadh means a teacher or a professor. Ustadha with thermabuta means feminine. Ustadhati, is the first person plural possessive pronoun, my. Your mother, you all's mother, is my ustadha. She is my professor. كيف حالها? How is she? حالها. How is her hal? How is her condition, your mother? إحداهن, one of them, one of the girls said, هي بخير والحمد لله. She is fine, she is good, she is well. And the praise belongs to Allah for that. Zainab says, أين هي الآن? Where is she? Right now. الآن. Remember, الآن is مفعولٌ في. ظرف الزمان. The adverb of time. Talking about right now. أين هي الآن? Where is she at right now? إحداهن, one of them said, هي الآن في الرياض. She is right now in the city of Riyadh. Zainab says, متى ذهبت? Mata ذهبت, when did she go? Here is the word mata, that's new for this lesson. It's a word that's used to ask a question. Means when. This is a new vocabulary word. Mata ذهبت, when did she go? إحداهن, one of them said, ذهبت قبل أسبوع. She went before a week or a week ago. قبل أسبوع. Notice that قبل is a ظرف الزمان. It's talking about time. Before a week ago. And the word that follows it is always going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. So you see the كسرتين there. Zainab says, من ذهب معها? Who? Men, this is a question word that came from lesson one. من ذهب معها? Who went with her? إحداهن, one of them answers, ذهب معها أخونا إبراهيم. He went with her. Who? Our brother. أخونا إبراهيم. Our brother Ibrahim went with her. Zainab says, كيف حالك؟ By the way, let me just stop here. ذهب معها أخونا. أخونا إبراهيم is the fa'il of this verb ذهب. And remember, the fa'il is always marfu'un. And the sign that أخو is marfu'un is the wow. Because this is from أخ and أب are from the five special nouns. الأسماء الخمسة. We said that when they are marfu'un, they take an extra wow. If they are majroor, they take an extra ya after the kasra. And if they are mansub, they take an extra alif after the fatha. So the sign that akhuna is marfu'un is wow because it's from asma al-khamsa. Why is it marfu'un? Because it's the fa'il, the subject do of the action of the verb ذهب. Who went with her? Akhuna Ibrahimu. Zainab says, كَيْفَ حَالُ كُنَّ كُنَّ, again, second person, feminine plural. Yani, you all. How is you all's hal, your condition? How are you all? How are you doing? How are you feeling? إِهْدَاهُنَّ, one of them said, نَحْنُ بِخَيْرٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. We are fine, we are well, we are good, and the praise belongs to Allah for that. Zainab says, فِي أَيِّ مَدْرَسَةٍ أَنْتُنَّ. In which school are you all? Yani, which school do you all go to? Again, أَيُّ is a word that, it's a question, it means which, but it's always used in idalfa. So the word following it has to be madrasatin mudalfun ilayhi majroor. Ayu can be ayu with dhamma, ayya with fatha, or ayu with kasra, depending on its position in the sentence. Here, it's ayyi because it's following the preposition fi ayyi madrasatin antunna. In which school are you all? Turn to page 88 at the top of the page. One of them answers, saying, nahnu fi al madrasati Al-Mutawassitati. We are in the middle school, yani, or junior high school. Al-Madrasa, Al-Mutawassita. Notice that Al-Mutawassita is a not describing Al-Madrasa. Al-Madrasa has alif lam, Al-Mutawassita has alif lam. Al-Madrasa is feminine with termabuta, Al-Mutawassita is feminine with termabuta. Al-Madrasati is majroor with kasra. Fi Al-Madrasati, Al-Mutawassitati. Also is majroor with kasra. Okay, so this is the rule related to the na'at and the man'ut. And also, yani, the fourth matter, which again, we didn't take now until now, but in number. Al-madrasa is singular, al-mutawassita is singular. Zainab says, Mata ikhtibarukunna. When is going to be the ikhtibar of you all? Yani, you all's ikhtibar. When is your examination? مَتَ اخْتِبَارُكُنَّ. One of them answered, اِخْتِبَارُنَا, yani plural, first person plural, اِخْتِبَارُنَا. Our اِخْتِبَار is going to be بَعْدَ شَهْرٍ, after a month, yani 1 month from now. Notice the word after قَبْلَ and بَعْدَ is always going to be مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوَ شَهْرٍ, that's why it's مَجْرُوَ with كَسْرَ. بَعْدَ شَهْرٍ, after a month. Zainabu says, أَذَهَبْتُنَّ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْيَوْمَ. Did you all go to the madrasa today? And here I want to note, الْيَوْمَ is مَفْعُولٌ فِي ظَرْف الزَّمَان. Like الْآنَ is ظَرْف الزَّمَان, indicating time. اليوم also is indicating time. Did you all go to school today? That's time. So that's an adverb of time. Or ظَرْف الزَّمَان مَفْعُولٌ فِي, which usually ends with fatha most of the time. Did you all go to school today? إِحْدَاهُنَّ, one of them answered, نَعَمْ ذَهَبْنَا وَرَجَعْنَا. We went and we returned. Okay, that's the end of the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson. I hope that and it was clear when we read it for homework. And I hope also that any of the words that we understand, the words, the new grammatical points, and that we're practicing our writing. Okay, the first exercise on page 88, number one, it is halfway sort of a comprehension exercise, because most of the questions are related to the text. But usually all the questions in the first exercise are related to the text. Here there are a couple of questions that are not really mentioned in the text, okay? Question number 3 and question number 5 is really not mentioned in the text, as far as I can see. So, yani question number 1 and 2 and 4 and 6, we should take the answers from the text, and 3 and 5, we'll work with them. Okay, so the instruction says, exercise number 1, ajib, عن الأسئلة الآتية, answer concerning the following questions. من أنتن, who are you all, يعني feminine plural, نحن بنات الشيخ عباس, remember, we are the daughters of Sheikh Abbas. Number 2, أين أمكن, where's you all's mother, يعني هي الآن في الرياض, remember they said she is in Riyadh. Her brother went with her. I mean, their brother went with her, with their mother. Number 3. Aina baytukunna? Where's your house? It could be anywhere. I didn't find it in the text, but in any case, I wrote, baytuna qareebun min al-madrasati. Or, qareebun min al-suqi. Or, baytuna qareebun min al-mutari. Any, our house is near to the school, or near to the marketplace, or near to the airport. Baytuna qareebun min al-matari. Number 4. Aina akhukunna? Where's your brother? Remember, they said, when she asked who went with your mother, they said our brother Ibrahim went with her. Okay, so aina akhukunna? Yani, akhuna dhahaba ma ummina ila riyadi. Our brother went with our mother Riyadh. Number 5. And again, I didn't find the answer for this one in the text, but in any case, Aina madrasatukunna? Where's you all's school? So this answer is open. As long as you write a correct sentence, it's fine. Madrasatuna, it should be having starting with that. Where's you all's school? Madrasatuna. Where is it? Our school is, for example, ba'idatun min huna, far from here. Or qareebatun min huna, or near to here. Or qareebatun min al-bayt, or near to the house. Or qareebatun min baytina, near to our house. And so on, like this. Number 6. Adhahabtunna ila al-madrasati al-yawma. Did you all go to school al-yawma today? And of course they did. They said, Na'am, dhahabna wa raja'na. That was the last sentence of the text. Okay, so these are the questions for the first exercise, mostly comprehension, some of them not exactly found in the text. Okay, let's go to exercise number 2. Exercise number 2. Annith al-mubtada'a fi kullin min al-jumali al-atiyati. Annith means make it mu'annith, make feminine the mubtada, the subject of the sentence, in each of the following sentences. Make the mubtada, yani, feminine. So, the example they gave us, so this exercise is going to be dealing with what? It's going to be dealing with changing the second person masculine plural, antum, personal pronoun, to second person feminine plural, antunna, yani, personal pronoun. So it's dealing with personal pronouns, right? It's an unattached pronoun, the mere munfasil. But these are personal pronouns, and all of it is going to be dealing with second person plural, changing from masculine plural to feminine plural, from antum to antunna. Okay, the example says, مثال, أأنتم طلابٌ, are you all students, yani masculine, change it to feminine, أأنتن طالباتٌ, are you all students, female students. Okay, so we change antum to antunna, and therefore we also have to change طلاب to talibat. Talab is the plural of talib, and talibat is the plural of talibatun. Okay, let's look at the first one. Again, we're changing antum to antunna. And then, of course, we're going to change the khabar also. Yani from a masculine khabar, talab, to a feminine khabar, talibat. Number 1. A'antum mudarrisuna? Are you all teachers? Change it to feminine. أَأَنْتُنَّ مُدَرِّسَاتٌ, are you all female teachers? Number 2. أَأَنْتُمْ أَطِبَّاءُ, Are you all, yani doctors, male doctors, feminine? أَنْتُنَّ طَبِيبَاتٌ. Are you all female doctors? Okay, أَطِبَّة is the plural of طَبِيب, and طَبِيبَات is the plural of طَبِيبَة. Number three, أَأَنْتُمْ إِخْوَةُ حَامِدٍ. Are you all the brothers of Hamid? Change it to feminine. أَأَنْتُنَّ أَخْوَاتُ حَامِدٍ. Are you all the sisters of Hamid? So we change أَنْتُمْ to أَنْتُنَّ, we change إِخْوَة to أَخَوَات. Number four, أَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Feminine, أَأَنْتُنَّ مُسْلِمَات. Turn to page 89, continuing with exercise number 2, sentence number 5. أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْمَامُ مَحْمُودٍ. Are you all the paternal uncles of Mahmud? Okay, we want to change it to feminine. Yani the paternal aunts of Mahmud. So أَعْمَام, the plural of عَم, the feminine of عَم is عَمَّة, and its plural is عَمَّات, sound feminine plural, عَمَّات. أَأَنْتُنَّ عَمَّاتُ مَحْمُودٍ. Are you all the paternal aunts of Mahmud? Number 6. أَأَنْتُمْ أَبَنَاءُ الْمُدِيرِ. Are you all the sons of the principal? Feminine. أَأَنْتُنَّ بَنَاتُ الْمُدِيرِ. Are you all the daughters of the principal? Number 7. أَأَنْتُمْ أَبَاءُ الطُّلَّابِ. Are you all the fathers of the students? Feminine. أَأَنْتُنَّ أُمَّهَاتُ الطُّلَّابِ. Are you all the mothers of the students? So we change أَنْتُمْ to أَنْتُنَّ, we change أَبَا to أُمَّهَات. أُمَّهَات is the plural of and أَبَاءُ is the plural of أَب. Okay, exercise number 3. And this may be the last exercise we're going to do for today. So 4, 5, and 6, and 7, inshallah, perhaps we'll save them with the charts for next week. So inshallah we'll go over those for homework, and then we're going to introduce the next lesson, probably lesson 16, for homework as well, at least the English key and maybe the dialogue, because the rest of the exercise for this lesson we've already done, so you have to have some homework to do. I don't want you to be just sitting around with no work to do, right? Okay, so exercise number 3, page 89. حول الضمير. Transform or convert the pronoun the damir في كل in each من الجمل الآتية of the following sentences كما هو موضح في المثال as it is موضح made clear in the example. Change the pronoun in each of the following sentences as is made clear in the example. Okay, here's the example. أين بيتكم. Second person masculine plural possessive pronoun يا إخوانو. Okay, so we're dealing with possessive pronouns. We're dealing with changing the second person, masculine plural, group of men, possessive pronoun, you all's house, and we're going to change it to second person, feminine plural. Second person, feminine plural, possessive pronoun. So we're going to change it from baytukum to baytukunna. And the example is said, Aina baytukum, ya ikhwanu, where's you all's house, O brothers? Feminine, Aina baytukunna, ya akhawatu, where's you all's house, O sisters? Okay, so again, these are possessive pronouns. Second person, plural. Masculine, we're changing the masculine second person plural to feminine second person plural. Possessive pronouns, showing possession. You all's house, you all's school, you all's masjid or whatever, okay? The first one, أَيْنَ أَخُوكُمْ يَا إِخْوَانُ. Where's you all's أَخْ, your brother? Change it to feminine. أَيْنَ أَخُوكُنَّ يَا أَخَوَاتُ. Where's you all's feminine? Where's you all's brother? أَخُوكُنَّ يَا أَخَوَاتُ. Number 2. أَيْنَ مَدْرَسَتُكُمْ يَا إِخْوَانُ. Where's you all's school, O brothers? Feminine. أَيْنَ مَدْرَسَتُكُنَّ يَا أَخَوَاتُ. Where's you all's school, O sisters? مدرسة كنا. Number 3. متى اختباركم يا إخوانو. متى اختباركم يا إخوانو. When is you all's examination, O brothers? متى اختباركن يا أخواتو. One is yours, Ikhtibar, O sisters. Number four, Ahada Ammukum, Ya Ikhwanu. Is this your paternal uncle, O brothers? Feminine. Ahada Ammukunna. Is this you all's paternal uncle? Ya Akhawatu. Okay, Am is Yani a paternal uncle, Yani the father's brother. Ammukum, you all's uncle. Ammukunna, you all's uncle, feminine. Number five, Abaytukum Karibun, Ya Ikhwanu. Is you all's house near, O brothers? Abaytukunna Karibun, Ya Akhawatu. Is you all's house near, O sisters? And last one, number six, Fi Ayyi Shahrin, Ikhtibarukum, Ya Ikhwanu. In which month is you all's examination, O brothers? Yani, feminine. Fi ayyi shahrin ikhtibarukunna ya akhawatu. In which month is your examination, O sisters? Okay, we still have a few minutes. Let's do the last, this fourth exercise, number four. The exercise, this is Yani in personal pronouns. That one was possessive pronouns. Now we're doing personal pronouns. But these personal pronouns that we're going to be doing, Yani are all going to be second person. But they're going to be masculine, they're going to be feminine, they're going to be singular, and they're going to be plural. So it says, Da'a fil amakini al khaliyati, put in the empty spaces, fi ma yali, in what follows, dhamiran munasiban, an appropriate, suitable pronoun, lil mukhatab, for the one second person. Yani either anta or antum if it's masculine, singular or plural, anti or antunna if it's yani feminine, singular or plural. Okay, it's all going to be second person. These are yani dhamair munfasila, separate pronouns, but they're going to all be second person. They're going to be either masculine or feminine, singular or plural, personal pronouns, not possessive pronouns. Okay, we're going to finish with this exercise. Number four, the first sentence says, A blank Muslim. Obviously, you're talking to Yani a male because it's saying, are you a Muslim? They didn't say, are you a Muslima? So it should be A anta, singular, masculine. A anta Muslimun, are you a Muslim? Number two, Maridatun is feminine, so it has to be feminine pronoun. A anti Maridatun, singular, feminine, second person. Are you ill or sick or a patient? Tabibat is feminine plural, so we have feminine plural, second person pronoun. A'antunna tabibatun. Are you all? Yani female doctors. Number four, tujar is masculine plural of tajir. So we need a masculine, second person plural pronoun. A'antum tujarun. Are you all merchants? Number five, bintul mudarris is going to be female, feminine, singular, right? Bint. Bintul mudarris. Are you the daughter of the teacher? A'anti bintul mudarrisi. Number six, yani akhawatu abbasin, the sisters of Abbas, so it has to be feminine plural. A'antunna akhawatu abbasin, are you all the sisters of Abbas? And number seven, yani tulab is masculine plural. So it's going to be a second person masculine plural pronoun. A'antum tulabun, are you all students? Okay, that's all we can do for now. We still have 1 minute, but we're going to stop here because I don't want to race through the next exercise. So again, exercises 5, 6, and 7, we had them for homework. Please review them and review the rest of this lesson. And look at the charts on page 91, two charts, the past tense verb forms for yani second person and first person, singular and plural, and also the personal pronouns, separate personal pronouns, all of them, masculine, feminine, singular, plural, first person, second person, third person. Please study those charts carefully. Memorize those pronouns in the second chart. Memorize the verb forms in the first chart. And memorize the vocabulary. And inshallah, part of the homework for next week is going to be to review the new lesson 16, the English key, at least the English key and the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson. We're going to stop here. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Please be diligent in your studies. We are coming now to the home stretch. We are almost finished this book. Like I said, we only have four main topics remaining. And after that, inshallah, we're going to do a review, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Let's really be diligent, work hard, and try to be on top of this thing. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khayra. We're going to take a 1-minute break and come back for book two in just a moment.